Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
This is like one of the most white trash things I've ever seen in my life.
Jim?
Mike?
Jim?
Mike?
He meets up with Sean at different Wegmans all the time. That's how he knew there were 89 of them. I kept taking his cards and switching them with stuff.
Did you really? I don't remember that.
Yeah, who can forget Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2, The Secret of Dylan's Ooze?
It's kind of like Catamaran. Get to use it anytime you can.
Are you high?
No, I'm... What?
Trust me, that's all in your hands.
All the poop?
Hi, welcome to episode 68 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
Wow, somebody ain't fucking ready.
Oh, I'm thinking of the social media stuff.
Oh.
My bad. Go ahead.
Wow. Hi, welcome to episode 68 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Woo!
Apparently we're yelling tonight.
Oh, gosh, we're back. We're back in the saddle again. We just keep rolling these episodes out. I'm enjoying it. I hope you guys are enjoying it. I hope our listeners are enjoying it.
I think they are. All two of them.
We're creeping up closer and closer to October, right? We're here at the end of September. And you know what October means as we get right about in the middle. What, about 2 weeks in? Maybe 3 weeks in? Our second anniversary celebration party podcast, the Canadian Velvet Fog.
But you know what? Before we get into that, they would have to know about the 1 year anniversary, and maybe you can tell the good people out there listening, Mike, where they can find out more about that.
Oh, yeah, if you want to find out about our previous episodes and our current episodes and where we're going and what we're doing and all sorts of fun things, videos and trips through Wegmans. Wait, did I just say Wegmans?
Wegmans?
Wegmans. You can go check us out on Facebook out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can get pictures from our always updated Instagram. No. If you follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod, and you can get tweets from us if you follow us on Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod.
If our social media coordinator actually does his work.
I've been busy. Leave me alone.
Oh, he's been busy.
As documented in the last episode. But if you have a bitchy email you want to send us, Jim, where can they email us?
They can send us.
I thought he wasn't there for a second.
Well, they can send us an email at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com and find out anything they want to find out. I guess anything, mostly about Dylan. Or they can go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Should check them out there at jimsbbqpod.com.
But where else would they be able to listen to us?
I was waiting. You're doing such a splendid job this evening, Dylan, of leading this podcast. I was just waiting for that lead in. You can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's.
That sounds good. In.
Boulevard.
Did he talk about the website?
Oh, man, Dylan is, like, in full, like directorial mood or something going on here, man. It's like he's leading the whole show.
I'm just excited.
Why are you so excited?
I don't know. I'm just excited to be recording. Can I not be excited to be recording? If you don't want to be excited, I won't be excited.
Did you take, like, some speed tonight or something?
No, I didn't do anything out of the ordinary.
Wow.
I'm on beer number two, if that consoles your thoughts at all.
You're just very excitable tonight.
I know. But, like, you know, speaking of beer, man, what beer are you drinking over there, beer man?
Beer man. Well, before I get into what beer I'm drinking, I gotta tell you, I went to a fun little beer event last night. over at one of my favorite beer stores. If you're ever in Rochester, you got to go check out AJ's Beer Warehouse.
AJ's is a good spot.
Tell him Mike Crandall sent you. But the event that I went to, they did like an Oktoberfest event.
Nice.
And it was a tasting of 12 different Oktoberfest beers paired with sausage and sauerkraut and German potato salad. And it was really good. There's one thing that I kind of learned last night, though, that was pretty interesting is, you know, like we had all sorts of different ones and we rated them and which ones we liked best and everything. I don't think it gets talked too much about anymore because of the change that's overcoming the beer industry, and in particular the craft beer industry, is the change of like how a lot of places are canning now. Bottles and the effect that bottles will have on beer. One of the ones that we had was actually imported from Europe.
And I'm wondering which one it is.
And if you know anything about beers from Europe or from foreign countries, Dylan, what type of bottles do they like to use?
Okay, why are you asking me about the foreign countries?
I am asking you as a beer expert.
Okay. You know, if it was Jim, I might be wondering a little further.
What?
Possibly making a joke at my expense.
No, I was
not
asking you.
Never mind.
No, I was asking you because I know you have some expertise in this field, and I thought you would know the answer to this question.
Are you trying to say someone likes it in the can?
No, I said that last episode, I think.
Oh, okay.
Are you suggesting that foreign countries like to use clear bottles?
You're close. Clear or...
green, right?
Green, yes. And here's the fun thing that we learned last night about those green bottles is, do you know how long it takes for the UV lights to basically skunk a beer that's in a green bottle?
What is it, like 15 minutes?
See, you did know the answers to this, Dylan. I thought I was trying to play some sort of joke on you.
I knew. I was throwing some twisted humor at you. No, I thought the clear bottles were 15 minutes. I actually thought the green bottles had a little bit more strength to them.
The green bottles are actually only 13.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait,
so
what? The green bottles do what in 13 days?
13 minutes.
I had to what now?
What do they do in 13 minutes?
They'll basically like skunk the beer. Like if the beer gets exposed to UV lights for 13 minutes, okay, it'll just basically skunk the beer out. So the reason why this came up was the last beer of the night that we had.
Why would you even use it?
That's the question.
Because it's cheap.
Well, here's the other thing is if you think about it, that beer is typically being consumed. If you think about it, that beer is typically being consumed, you know, like in the country where it was made, right? So
yeah,
it's being bottled and it's being consumed probably not too long after it's being bottled. So it doesn't have a chance to go bad. Now, if it's being shipped all over the world or to the U.S. and maybe it's getting warm and then cold and then warm again, it's being exposed to lights, it's going to have an adverse effect on that beer, Jim.
Because it's in a green glass bottle?
Right, because it emits more light to the beer. That's even worse. Hmm. So, like, you think about all the other beer bottles and they're what? They're brown in color, right? So
solid color, you can't even see through them.
Right.
Hence the cans.
Yes.
That's
so,
not where I thought you were going with it at all.
No. Like what do you mean?
Like when me and Sean went down to Dancing Gnome last time.
Yeah.
They had a beer on tap that he wanted or whatever, and he liked it. Mm-hmm. And they made him a six-pack right there.
Okay, right on.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Did they do like a crowler?
No, it was they put it in six cans and then sealed the cans up.
Okay, yeah, I mean, there's... I haven't seen, like, small can variations of that, but I've seen, like, the 32-ounce cans where they do that. Is that what they were? Were they the larger... Did they look like a really big, like, oil can almost?
I don't remember. I thought it was a six-pack, but I'm not positive.
Okay, because lots of places are doing that now. Because just because they conceal it and, you know, it doesn't emit as much light.
Well, and it's considered being sold as, like, canned beer. It's not... That way, if it's on tap and somebody wants to take something.
Right, yeah. I mean, a lot of people prefer their beers on tap now. And that, you know, that might be a good reason why, you know. Like, it just... It will tend to have, like, a bit of a fresher taste.
Funky fresh.
Yeah, so... Dylan, to answer your question, the beer in question was Spaten Oktoberfest.
Still a popular one, though.
Oh, incredibly so. So much so, like, I messaged my friend Christy. She manages AJ's Beer Warehouse. Because I saw this morning one of our favorite restaurants in Rochester actually put it on tap today. Jim's favorite restaurant in Rochester, Blue Wolf Bistro.
Still have not been there.
Well,
dude,
you know.
I don't know what you're missing, man.
Yeah, you can come up anytime you want, man.
It's amazing.
I mean, it was good.
What do you mean it was good?
You brought some back for me?
Yeah, we bought him a burger. Remember when you scared him when you were in the back of the van?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he had some Blue Wolf then.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I wish I was recording that.
I don't know why you didn't. You dropped the ball on that.
I did.
You totally dropped the ball on it, because that was so fucking hilarious. You know what's great now is they actually have a new cell phone lot at the airport, at the Rochester airport.
Yeah, a lot of airports have those now.
It's not as sketchy as the old one was. The old one was kind of sketchy looking. All right, so where were we? So, like, yeah, Dylan, the Spaten Oktoberfest beer was the one that... To me, it tasted like rubber bands.
Ugh, that's gross.
Yeah, it was really bizarre. I don't know how rubber bands taste like, but you know how, like, they have that smell to them?
Okay.
That's how it tasted to me. Like, it tasted like how that rubber band smell.
I could totally relate to that.
Yeah. It's like people always talk, that this is a funny thing about beer culture, Jim. Is people always talk about, like, these IPAs and stuff, and they always talk about how they taste like cat piss.
Mm, yeah.
And you're like, how do you know how cat piss tastes?
Yeah.
Well, that's also what people say about Sauvignon Blanc wine.
Right, but, like, I mean, like, if you...
Dude, that's like the 30th
you can't
time
really
he's brought up
you can't really take
Blanc.
That literally. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Jim. I talked over. What'd you say?
Dylan must have some kind of hatred for Sauvignon Blanc because that's like the 30th time he's brought it up.
Oh, is that like his catamaran?
I don't hate it.
I'm simply saying that, like, Sauvignon Blanc at times can smell like cat piss. Like a bad one will just kind of smell like cat piss.
Should we have some Sauvignon Blanc on a catamaran?
Maybe. I mean, we can.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
We can all look at the sun and squint.
Yeah?
Wow, is this like the record episode for longest we've gone without delving into, like, the meat of the show?
Possibly, but I wanted to talk about, you know, we do this What Are You Drinking segment every week, right?
And we could have, like, the What Were You Drinking?
Well, I kind of wanted to, you know, like, maybe expand upon, you know, what are we drinking, but, like, actually talk about beer more than just what we're drinking currently. You know, actually talk about, like, what we do in this hobby of ours, Dylan.
I love that it's considered a hobby, but it's, like, something that, like, pretty much, I would say, like, 9/10 of America does.
No,
I think
it's a hobby for you guys.
Yeah.
Not saying you don't enjoy drinking it, but you love sitting there going, why, the peanut butter in this one is quite smooth and chocolatey. It's much, much, much different than that
I'm not,
chocolate
I'm actually,
stout I'm actually, I had.
I'm actually not laughing at the voice he put on. I'm laughing at the fact that he said, the peanut butter is quite chocolatey. That's what I'm laughing about.
You know what, though? I found, like, his entire performance fairly accurate to what I've heard people say.
Yeah. No, it's what you do once you get in. You, like, taste it, and you'll be like,
It's like,
you know what?
It's down your palate, down your throat.
It's like, there it is. Yep, I got it. Yeah, you can taste the cherries in that one.
You both have to admit, when Jim was going, you both were imagining me holding my glass up, weren't you?
Oh, dude, I was totally holding my glass up, like, at an angle, just like, I love the Crandall drink. You do it with everything, too. It's not just beer. You've done it with wine. You've done it with a soda that you haven't had before. You know, it's just something, you're just like, I've even seen you do it with water, like, after hockey. I've seen you, like, take a big swig of water, and you're just like, oh, man, that just feels so good. Like, it's so fucking funny.
But there's nothing wrong with it. That's what you guys enjoy. I mean, like, you know
how... No, I know. Like, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Like, the jerseys and stuff. Like, if I'm like, oh, that color doesn't look right, or that stripe's not right, or...
You're like, oh, that pops.
Yeah. Oh, that looks fancy, eh?
Well, I'm sorry, Dylan, that I thought, like, maybe we could expand upon the What Are You Drinking segment a little bit tonight and just talk about something...
Why are you getting all indignant? Why are you apologizing?
Because you seemed a little... You seemed like you were questioning a little bit.
Dylan would like to expand upon things.
Yeah, you would think.
I was not.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I'll tell you what I'm drinking tonight. How about that?
All right, works for me.
I am drinking something that I enjoy. I always get at least one bottle of it every year. Typically, when I go to the Peach Music Fest down in Scranton, I always pick up a bottle of this just because it's so enjoyable. And I know some people have a very negative opinion about this style of beer, but I quite enjoy them. And the one beer I'm drinking tonight in this style, it's from... Is it Fagley's? Is that how you pronounce it?
Fagley's? I think it's Fagley's.
Fagley's Brew Works. It's their Devious Imperial Pumpkin. It's a ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. It's at a whopping 9%. They're out of Allentown, PA. And it's...
Hey, we got a friend out there.
Yeah. It's not anything I can get up here. So that's why I like to at least.
You want to know something fucking crazy? Okay, Mike. So last episode we recorded and the last one you edited was episode 33, right?
33.
Was it 33? Or I'm sorry, was it 66?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, the last episode we recorded was 67.
It was 67. Okay. So just about a year ago. Do you know what beer you were drinking?
Probably Fegley's Brew Works Devious Imperial Pumpkin.
You got it.
Huh.
God, that's funny.
So, you know, I'm a creature of habit, you know. I drank it on the pod.
Yeah, it was your beer.
Nice.
It was your pod.
It's or one of those
beer. It was your pod.
It was my beer on the pod. It's one of those beers I like to revisit every year. I don't know if they necessarily change it from year to year, but it's always one of those ones that I really enjoy, especially this time of the year. Granted, the weather hasn't exactly changed yet. We're still in summer up here in Rochester, New York.
Oh, we're in summer down here, too.
Fucking 90 degrees this week.
It was disgusting today.
It was a little cooler today and the wind started to pick up and cool it down a little bit up here. And I think it's supposed to get even lower, during the weekend. But man, I had this bottle sitting in the fridge for like about the last month or so. And I'm like, man, I got to crack into that one. So
I got to ask, did you get another one?
Did I get another one? What do you mean?
Do you have any more of it? I don't know if I've ever had it.
No, it was just a one shot. Because I've had it so many times, I only get like one bottle a year.
I should have shot you a message.
Why is that?
Because I was interested in one, and then I forgot.
Oh, shit, man. You know what, though? I was like, if you're ever rolling through, I think I said this the last episode, if you're ever rolling through the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area, you got to go out to Exeter and go to Sabatini's. Amazing freaking bottle shop.
All right, I'll check it out.
There's stuff sitting on the floor of that place that you, like, doesn't stay around up here. Like, they still have Sunday Morning Stout just sitting, like, a stack that's, like, shoulder high.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, just, it's unreal. It's stuff like that. You're just like, man, how the hell do they still have this? Actually, they even had KBS there still.
Kivas?
Kentucky Breakfast Stout?
Yes. Yes, Jim. Kentucky Breakfast Stout. Hey, but you know what? Enough about what I've been drinking tonight for apparently the second year in a row on the same day. What in the world are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Foley Brothers Skeleton Crew Imperial IPA. Have you heard of these guys, Mike?
Foley Brothers. Yes, I have, actually.
Well, I gotta say, man, this is pretty fucking good. I mean, it's really fucking good.
We do get some distribution of Foley down here. I know they're out of Vermont.
They are out of Vermont. Somebody said that they actually, somebody said, and by somebody I mean the bartender, the guy that I, you know, pretty much sold me on this. He said that apparently these guys are starting to be a minor competitor of the Alchemist.
I don't doubt it.
So it's kind of interesting.
That place, it's so rich for, you know, and so huge as far as, you know, space for competition. I mean, you know, if you can brew some good beers, you can definitely compete with those big guys.
I don't think, yeah, I don't know. From listening to you guys, I don't think it's really competition, though. I think it's more of
what
somebody else can come up with that's different or unique or can possibly taste better. It's almost like a sibling rivalry. Like, everybody wants to do better than the other guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, it can be in some respects, though, Jim, because, I mean, right now, like, in this area, the market is saturated with breweries. And you gotta have some great product. Otherwise, you're not going to last. I mean, there's a place around the corner for me. I mean, I don't even know how much money they've sunk into it. And it was supposed to open, I think, in the spring of this year. And then they pushed it back to the fall. And it's still not open yet.
Yeah.
And that's just money melting away right there. You realize that, don't you?
Yeah, it's like not having the right merch.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's another point of contention here on Jim's BBQ podcast. I have noticed.
I don't get it.
What?
The lack of merch? Oh, I thought you were taking a stab at Jim.
No. I meant like for breweries and shit. Like how they like fucking Three Floyds in their sizest ways.
What was with your evil villain laugh, though?
What?
What was with his evil villain laugh, though? It's like, I pictured his head thrown back. He was like,
you thought I was taking a shot at you or something. I don't know.
For the jerseys.
For the jerseys?
Oh, yeah. Well, we still don't have a Jim's BBQ jersey yet. But
at least he admits it.
No, I see where you were going, but yeah.
I mean, I'm a little shocked at that, but, you know, I mean, you know, Jim's got a lot of stuff going on. You know what?
It's one of those things that it's close to the vest, so it always goes to the wayside.
Yeah.
So it's a compliment, but it doesn't help us get it done.
Yeah. You know, like, I just saw another brewery up this way. They're doing really good beers, and they're putting merch out. And guess what? They got sizes like up to 4X in the shirts that they're having printed up for their brewery. So good on them. From like small to 4X, you know, that's your market, and they're hitting it. Some of these other places, they're not. As far as Jim's BBQ merch though goes, gosh, you know, I would think some people would like to rock that logo out for us.
I think so.
Maybe someday we'll get to that, right?
Actually, I was just talking about it last weekend.
Oh. I bet we could get some people to wear that a t-shirt.
I think we could.
Buy a t-shirt. You know, like an E.T. the E-Man or a Henry, maybe?
Dude, I think we could even get Chris Seymour to wear one of those shirts.
Oh, could we get like a special one made for him that just says "Go fuck yourself" on the back of it?
That could be like, honestly, that could be our second shirt.
Could we do it in Hulkamania style letters?
Sure.
You know, the problem is I remember I had a shirt like back when I was younger. I think I was in high school. It was it definitely was, because it was a Guns N' Roses shirt. And it was a Use Your Illusion shirt. And on the back, it said, making a fucking fashion statement. I was always kind of hesitant to wear it, because I was like, man, you know, like as a younger, I was like, man, you know, someone might give me a hard time wearing this around. You know, especially like at school or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if putting swear words or not is the, you know, a good thing to do for a shirt. Like if we were looking to sell them.
I have a better idea.
What's that?
We could replace the "you" and "fuck" with a picture of Chris Seymour's face.
Oh.
Go F Seymour Uck?
Yeah, like go, like, it's, yeah, it'll be like F Chris Seymour's face, CK, but it would say like, go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour, but it would be like we were censoring ourselves.
Maybe. Well, we'll chew on that a little bit.
I had somebody give me shit one time for my "fuck you" jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of odd.
Yeah, I thought so, too. My response was, did you fucking read it?
Yeah.
Did you say, did you fucking read it, or yep. Did you puckin' read it?
No, I almost said puckin' just to have the play on words, but I just looked at the dude. I'm like, did you fucking
read it? Ew!
Wait, and it was a dude?
Uh-huh.
Wow. How uptight was he?
He was wound pretty tight, I'd say. I kind of scooted away. It was in a big outdoor space. It was actually down by Heinz Field in Pittsburgh, and there's a lot of people and stuff, so I kind of steered clear of them.
I mean, what? I mean, you thought you were going to offend the masses with a little punny hockey jersey logo?
I no idea.
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I think he thought it said fuck at first.
Oh.
But at that point, he was committed.
Who knows? So, Jim, I have another
question. Mike, you have a question, too?
I had a question for Jim, but you can go ahead, Dylan.
But I had a question for Jim.
Well, what's your question, Dylan?
I wonder if it's the same question.
Just ask the fucking question, dude.
Wow. All right, Jim. All right, so, Jim, what the fuck are you drinking?
Hey, it was the same question.
Nice.
Oh, it was the same question.
Oh, wow.
Oh!
Oh, well, you know, Mike got all fucking pissy with me, but, oh, Dylan can't get me like,
Mike was totally joking. You sounded all sargy about it, man.
Wow.
Use that voice.
Man.
I don't know. I think I heard Mike just be like, just ask the fuck question.
Some tensions are rising here, Jim, on Jim's BBQ podcast.
That's one of the ways you can tell when Mike's joking around.
What's that?
Fuck question.
No, because he's always like, so, you had a question to ask? But he was all like, just ask the fucking question. See, therefore you knew he was joking. And it wasn't in a mean tone, even though it was like a stern tone.
Dad, you know what? Don't patronize me.
Just saying. But you were like, oh, ho, ho, ho.
Well, that sounds happy.
It sounded like. Like he was the fucking Pillsbury Doughboy.
I don't know what it was, but
the Pillsbury.
I'm sorry you had to experience that, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
I think we should apologize to the audience for having to experience that.
Well, sorry, Henry.
Yeah, they gave up a while ago.
On behalf of Jim and myself, we're sorry.
Actually, that's a good thing right there, because we always say Henry's the only listener. Even though we know E-Man listens and stuff, but if you listen, just give us a shout-out on the Facebook page, and we'll give you shit, too.
Come on.
Nobody's safe.
So, hey, Jim, I have a question for you.
Yep.
What are you drinking tonight?
So, anyway...
It's the unanswered question.
Dude, this is the longest intro ever. We're going to be, like, finishing up, and you're going to be telling us what you're drinking. But it's made by Orca Beverage, and I've never had a Moxie before. That's the name of the drink. It's got this orange label with this dude, like, pointing on it, like Rick Astley or something. Like, I don't know. Or that kid.
Rick who?
Astley. The guy that said, never going to give you a...
Rick Astley?
Is that his name?
Rick Astley?
Yeah, that dude.
What is that, like my pompous fucking neighbor? Hello, I'm Rick Astley. Rick Astley.
So the dude on there kind of looks like him, but I don't know, it's really good. Like your first, when you first taste it, it tastes like a cola.
Oh, here he goes.
But the second it starts to roll down your tongue onto your palate, the cola taste turns into like a root beer. And imagine this, after you're done drinking it, there's more. There's an aftertaste, too. And the aftertaste, too, is like this kind of clovey taste. I really like it.
You know who you sound like? The fucking Irish actor from the IT Crowd, what's his name? He was in Bridesmaids, he played the cop.
No idea.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know, well, Dylan might not, because they probably didn't know it when he went to school, but do you remember the oranges that you used to stick the cloves in or whatever, Mike, when you were a kid?
No.
You guys didn't do that in school?
No, I don't remember that one.
Like clove cigarettes?
No, like little cloves you buy at the grocery store.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know why.
Chris O'Dowd.
Huh?
Chris O'Dowd, that's who you sounded like.
Oh. But, it like, we used to stick them in oranges, like, all around it, because it had, like, this unique smell or whatever. Anyway, the aftertaste of this tastes like that smell. Speaking of bringing up things that smell or taste like a smell again.
Mm.
Like rubber bands.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's pretty good. It's yep. Definitely something different.
It's got
like
quite the...
three tastes in one!
It's got quite the history, for a beverage. I mean, it dates back to like the 1800s.
What,
it's kind of a kind
drink?
Of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it dates back to like 1876, dude.
Huh.
Yeah. It's largely like a northeastern kind of soda. It was created in Lowell, Massachusetts.
Very nice.
Yep.
Oh, speaking of which, my daughter and her boyfriend found a place called Rocket Fizz. I think was the name of it. Hold on, let me see if that's good or not. It's called Rocket Fizz, F-I-Z-Z. I don't know if you have any around you guys or not, but...
Victoria, I have not heard of it.
Victoria and Jake found it, and they sent me some pictures from it. Holy fuck. As far as gourmet root beer or like the gourmet or craft soda scene, or whatever you want to call it, dude, this place fucking put B.A. Sweeties to shame.
Wow. That says something, considering
yeah,
what B.A.
Like,
Sweeties said.
I was like, holy fuck, where is this place? There's two in Pittsburgh, but I guess they're all over the place.
Mm.
So it might be something to check out. I have not been yet, but I will be. I'll probably make a run there, and if they don't have that... stuff Liz likes or whatever, I'll probably stop by B.A. Sweeties and bring Liz some of that stuff in October.
That would be pretty awesome. In all honesty, because that Caruso's Italian cream, she loved that stuff.
Yeah, I won't remember what it is, but I know I think I vaguely remember what it looked like, vaguely. But
you could just ask me, man. I'll remember.
I was going to say, when I get there, I'd probably just ask you just to make sure I was getting the right shit. But, yeah, I plan on grabbing some of that for her, because I know how much she liked it.
Man, we've talked a lot about beer and beverages and stuff like that, but I have one more question.
What's that?
Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, that's about all the time we got. Catch you guys later.
Wait, I thought I told you.
Did you?
Yes!
I don't even remember. We've been talking about beer for an hour. Wait, let me see if I remember. Shit, I don't remember. What are you drinking? Seriously.
You have to go to your like your mental filing cabinet.
I did, and I honestly do not remember what you were thinking.
All right. You know what? We'll record this again, and in case you need to use it, if the first one's not good.
Well, no, I'm going to use this regardless because this will be really funny. If you actually said what you were drinking earlier, and I honestly don't remember that you said it or not, it'll be pretty fucking funny.
Okay, so ask me again.
So, no, I just asked you, but look, I'm going to leave all this in, okay. So just go ahead.
Well, I'm drinking Foley Brothers, Skeleton Crew.
Oh, fuck yes! Yes, we did talk about this.
Wow.
That's how long we've been talking about beers. I totally forgot that we talked about your Vermont beer.
Mike's first senior moment.
What do you mean, first?
First.
Yeah. Oh!
I said the same thing.
I know. I heard it as I was saying what I said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Night, baby.
Dylan, I honestly forgot that you that we had actually talked about your beer.
It's okay, Mike. I know I'm not high up on the priority list.
Hey, you know what though? Here's one thing. At least I didn't fall asleep during all of that.
No, that's totally true, man. That's unacceptable.
Yeah. Just saying.
Who fell asleep?
Me!
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. The listening audience may not know about that, but we do now.
So, do we have anything to talk about besides beer?
We do, but before we get to that point, I'm going to go get another beer.
Oh, fucking Jesus Christ.
I'm thirsty, too. I'm going to go.
What? We just talked for an hour. I killed that whole bottle. I'll be right back.
I'm afraid we weren't going to have enough discussion topics. Okay, so artificial buffalo wing soda original by Lester's Fixins. Y'all get your fixins on the bottom of it. So at first sniff, because I know you guys like to sniff your beers.
Is it spicy?
No, it smells orangish. So here we go, first taste. Ugh. Now the aftertaste ain't so bad, but like it's not hot or spicy. It gives you that illusion when you drink it. It's like there must be like what's that stuff that you put in your mouth? The rock candy or pop fizz or whatever.
You mean like the
Nerds?
No, the stuff that like crackles, like the
Like Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks, yeah.
Something like that, but it doesn't like foam on you or whatever. I mean, I could just tell there's something. It's not obviously something spicy. It gives the illusion that it's spicy, but
there probably is like, what is it? Capsaicin? I don't know. That's like the stuff in peppers that makes them hot. There might be like some capsaicin in it or something.
Look at the ingredients. Capsaicin, water.
There you
sugar.
Go.
No, I'm fucking with you. Carbonated water, sugar, citric acid, sodium bosonate, preservative, ester gum, natural flavor, yellow 6, caramel color, fed 40.
Oh, that doesn't sound like, you know, healthy to drink at all.
It's weird, like the first taste of every sip is really nasty, and then like the longer you drink it, the better it tastes.
Mm.
Not really a fan of this one. But I'm going to go out to some craft soda shop, and maybe if I see it, I'll grab it so you guys can try it.
That one?
What?
That buffalo wing one?
Yeah.
He sounds so disappointed.
I know.
No, I just feel like I'm not going to enjoy that.
Just try it.
I just want you to try it to see what you think. But I mean, you being...
This one's awful. You should try it.
You know, for you staying at Buffalo for, you know, a few years, Mike, I thought maybe, you know...
I'll give it a try. So, I'm drinking from Two Roads. I'm drinking their Rosemary's Baby.
We still haven't finished the intro.
Which,
The intro went so long, we got new stuff in the intro.
Yeah, I'm the only one that didn't get anything.
After having the Fegleys, I'm not feeling this one as much. Even though I enjoyed it the previous time I had it.
You're all pumpkined out.
The Fegleys, I think, is that much more better.
I don't remember this one being, like, that potent. I remember it being a little more subdued. I think it was a little more sweet. It's aged in rum barrels, right?
Yeah, it's aged in rum barrels. Yeah, it's a little different. Man, the Devious is just, it's so, I think it's just so strong that it's just, this one kind of tastes a little weak to it, you know, compared to it.
Yeah. Man, that was a labor of love.
What's that?
Okay. I think the buffalo soda's going to his head.
Could be. Hey, but you know what? We've been bantering about some different topics and whatnot, and
no, we haven't. We've been talking about beer.
No. I meant off the pod. Like, we've been talking about some different stuff to come up with and ideas for the pod and things like this. And we all really enjoy music, and we thought that maybe we should maybe talk about some of our favorite bands and some of their albums and whatnot. So I think, you know, like, one of the things I think that comes of this is, like, we often talk about, okay, well, what are we going to talk about on this podcast, and what are we going to discuss? And, you know, this is, I'm kind of getting around to where we were headed with this, I think, is...
I thought he was going to say I was getting a bit aroused.
No, I mean, I'm finally getting to the point where we're going to actually get back into, like, stuff I'll actually leave in. I think one of the things we kind of sometimes talk about is, like, what are we going to talk about? And we had that discussion today in our chat, and we're like, geez, man, we're, you know, we kind of had so many different subjects, like the last episode, like about your trip to New Orleans and the U2 concert and the scenario I brought up about beating up 6-year-olds and all that stuff. And dude,
I asked so many people about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you really?
What were some of the answers you got? I'm just curious. Were they in the same range?
Yeah. Most people were pretty low, like I was the first time, and then I described how you said it. And they're like, oh, yeah, if you could take a couple out at first, yeah, I'd probably at least could get up to like 10, 12, you know, something like that. But they're
right,
like, yeah, right. But if 6 or 7 mobbed onto you or got a hold of you, you're done. And it's just, everybody was like around the same numbers as far as like being taken down by like 6 or 7. Like, on you at the same time. But as far as being able to get through them, everybody was probably between 10, 15.
But, I mean, as much as we have, like, topics like that come up, you know, and that was a fun topic, you know. It was a little quick little thing, but it was a fun little topic to talk about. Sometimes we sit there and we're just like, man, what are we really, you know, we want to record and we want to try and record every week. What do we want to talk about? So, I mean... All of us, I think, we enjoy music, so we thought that, like, maybe music might be a good topic to kind of delve into here and there. Every once in a while, like, when we want to, when we have, you know, like, some space where we really want to stretch out and just, you know, talk about, like, say, like, a particular band. I think that's kind of, like, where we're headed with it.
Well, so, I had been listening to another podcast called Analyze Fish, and it's right. Basically about a fan of the band Fish tries to get a non-fan of the band Fish to listen to them and get them to like them. So I didn't want to copy that exactly, although I do highly recommend you all go out and listen to, the 10 episodes of Analyze Fish. But I had suggested...
Like, they just stopped at 10 episodes?
Well, no, the reason they stopped was because one of the guys died.
Oh, fuck!
I don't know. Sorry. You might remember this, Mike, because I know you're a fan of the show. He was actually one of like the head writers of Parks and Recreation. His name was Harris Whittles, and I remember his death was pretty like it was pretty shaking when it happened back in 2015.
I do remember something about this. Yeah.
So yeah, he died. I believe he died of a heroin overdose. He had some drug problems. So yeah, it is horrible, but. But his legacy lives on in this great podcast, which is very, very funny. You can find it on iTunes, much to Jim's chagrin. But anyway,
Boulevard.
I had thought that a good idea for us would be to let's find some bands that the three of us enjoy. Let's look at their discography. let's go through their discography, talk about the albums, which ones we like, which ones we don't like, what we think are great songs, what we think are weak songs, and then maybe like find an album that is polarizing or controversial, and we could do like an episode all about that album after we listen to it.
So I think the first band that we had maybe talked about was Metallica.
Yeah, because I know we all enjoy Metallica.
Some maybe more than others.
Yeah, like I think you would say like you and I are probably bigger Metallica fans than Jim is, but Jim still knows Metallica pretty damn well.
I was a huge Metallica fan up till like Black Album, but anything after that, their new album's not bad, but...
Well, yeah, see, that's exactly what I want to talk about.
I'm really kind of curious. I mean, I'd really want to hear you, like go into and just listen to Death Magnetic and Hardwired and see what you think about those ones.
Well, I actually liked Hardwired, but we'll leave that for the...
Well, right. Well, no, I'm saying specifically Jim. I really want to hear. Yeah. I'm really kind
of
curious.
Probably
then,
one of my all-time top 10 albums is probably one of them is Injustice for All. I fucking love that album.
See, that's fascinating because that's one of their polarizing albums.
But, oh, most certainly is.
I think my fascination thing with it though too is that was my eighth grade year, in like eighth grade summer, and me and my one buddy Pat, like that I was good friends with then, just that was like the album of the summer, that school year I guess before I hit high school and. Just so many memories, man.
So here's the question, though, Dylan. Do we put, like, such albums as Lulu on there?
No. It's Metallica only.
Okay, you knew I was going to ask that, right?
Oh, why won't that count?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's Metallica and Lou Reed.
What's wrong with that?
Because it's not
Metallica. I don't have any problem with that.
No, we're not. We could do an episode dedicated to Lulu, but we're not going to lump that in with Metallica.
Now, would you want to include like live albums and shit like that, or do you just want
to? unless it's like one of those definitive live albums, I would say let's just keep it to the core discography. Although, what is it? What's their big live album? Like S&M?
Well, there's S&M, and then there's also Live Shit, Binge, and Purge.
I would say let's just keep it to the main like album releases.
What about Greatest Hits?
No, because that's just shit that's been recorded already.
Mike's sigh. I was being sarcastic, Dylan.
Wait, did I really sigh on
that? Yeah, you did.
You're like, oh, I didn't even know.
Wow, he
what's that?
He did it with that. Like he did it like unconsciously.
He actually was like, oh. But you'll hear
that would be kind of it's kind of interesting though, like because like there are some greatest hits albums where they do like sometimes they'll add like a couple extra songs to it, you know, like new songs, or you know what I've enjoyed, there's a few bands that have done this, and I know Dylan might not necessarily, I'm gonna say not be a fan of, but like you're not, probably not really familiar with them. But I'll use them as a case in point. Is Collective Soul did a greatest hits album, but like some of the stuff they didn't own, like because it was like a previous record label, so they re-recorded some of the classic songs that they didn't actually own. And I thought that was kind of neat that they did that. Some of the classic ones, it kind of gave them like a different light, you know, like they sounded, they, you could definitely hear differences in the songs. So in some respects, some of the greatest hits albums actually have, a place like maybe to discuss them, but gosh, you know, I know like we were talking like doing Metallica first on this thing, and maybe we'll hit them up next week. But are there other bands that you guys had in mind to do this with?
I mean, Guns N' Roses could be one.
That was one that first crossed my mind. I thought Guns would definitely be a good band to discuss, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, like if we're going through the whole discography of like studio albums, what you guys really think of some of the stuff that they
did. That would require me to actually listen to Chinese Democracy all the way through.
Which, I think I went on record last year on this podcast and said it's actually a really good album.
It's not bad, it's just, I don't know.
I remember liking the title song.
You know what the problem with it is?
It's like when you're expecting Vanilla Ice Cream or something that you really enjoy, and then that's not what you get.
Say Christmas came only every 10 years, and all you got out of it was like a fucking like crappy Barbie doll or a Chewbacca mask. You know, and that was it. That's all you got. But it was like every 10 years, and all you got was the Chewbacca mask, and you'd be just like, man, I feel like I just got kind of fucked. The Chewbacca mask is really cool, and it's awesome and everything, but you're like, man, I was kind of hoping for a little bit more. I was kind of hoping for more of that classic Guns sound. But that was my initial reaction to it. Listening back to it all these years later, I'm like, they were really doing some really cool shit on that album.
I think that's a very justifiable response, too.
And like, they play, I mean, so much so that even on the Not In This Lifetime tour, that they actually played some of those songs with Slash.
I was just going to say, I'm kind of shocked they did with the lineup they had.
Yeah. I mean, that tells you a lot about how much confidence they had in putting those songs up against all of those classic Guns songs that were in that set list. Along with them.
Dude, I'll tell you what, though. If the other guys were agreeable to do those songs, them playing for 3+ hours straight, man, they could put whatever they wanted in there.
Well, you just consider some of the songs that we wanted to hear that we didn't hear.
Yeah, like Don't Cry.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that on the radio the other day. I forgot how much I like that song.
It's such a great song.
It's such a great song.
You know what's so weird? Like, Use Your Illusions 1 and 2 are fucking...
Someone is really fucking harsh tonight.
I know. Those were such great albums, but if you listen to it, like, I don't know how much you guys got into Guns, but I really got into GNR. Like, I listened to the documentaries.
I did big time.
The interviews, the stuff like that, and it was like, you know, even all the bullshit that they had then, and not saying Axl was the complete 100% bullshit behind everything. I mean, he was a good catalyst, but, you know, just the whole, you know, the direction they went with and that for that album or that double album and the thing that stuff that Axl wanted to do. And I mean, Slash described it in the one documentary and he's like, you know, just, we wanted to rock and Axl was like bringing in orchestras, you know?
Well, if you want a case in point as far as that goes, listen to Slash's first solo album. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah.
That is really a Guns N' Roses album.
Yep.
If you look at like the lineup that's in that band, in the Slash's Snake Pit album, the lineup for that album, and the songs that are on that album, you're like, wait a minute, this is like what like the next Guns N' Roses album should have been.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, even like, look how much they've involved as musicians too. I mean, look at Velvet Revolver.
Oh, true. Yeah.
You know, just the sound of that was fucking great. I loved Velvet Revolver, but it
was. You know, I was listening to Velvet Revolver the other day at work, and I was like, damn, this was a really cool project. That is just a shame that like kind of drugs kind of destroyed that whole thing with Scott Weiland being such a junkie.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they would have had some, I don't think Not In Your Lifetime would ever happen if they would have stuck together.
You're probably right.
Do you remember when Chris Cornell was rumored to be, like, the follow-up singer to him?
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned Velvet Revolver, the other band that just came to mind when you said that. It's something I heard the other day was Audioslave.
I liked Audioslave.
Oh, I really dug some of the stuff they did, and
it's funny. It sounds like a lot of the bands that we would probably do for this would definitely be in the rock/metal category. Because like right now, I'm thinking of a bunch of bands. So I'm thinking Metallica, Guns N' Roses, Soundgarden, Audioslave, Rage Against the Machine.
We need to get Roy on for one of these ones.
Pearl Jam. Probably Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how big a Nirvana fans you guys are, but that would probably be a good one too.
See, I liked Nirvana,
It would be really interesting for me to go back and revisit that stuff that I probably haven't listened to in about 20 years.
Yeah, I would say we should do a Nirvana one, because that's definitely like a limited discography that would be great to analyze. I would even be, you know, that was the other thing. I say, let's do a band that like one of us doesn't really know much about. So I would say like Collective Soul would even be an interesting one. For me, I would go through it and listen to it and see what I thought. I'm trying to.
I would be really curious to see what you would say.
You know,
I'm picturing Dylan going, Mike, I can't believe you like this.
Well, and I kind of had thought it wouldn't be good to do somebody like an Elton John or like even Prince, where like their really discography cool. is just like so big where it just would take forever to get through. Like,
oh my God, that would be like a 10-part episode.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like it would be like, oh, like, I don't know. I mean, even the Beatles might be like more. That even might be more capable than some other musicians.
Even some of the bands you mentioned, I mean, their discography is huge. Like Pearl Jam. I mean, it's just. There's so many albums, dude.
Yeah. But see, like, I got into like tons of shit you guys probably never did either. Like, you know how you were saying about the metal stuff, Dylan? Like, I don't know. Like, I would love to hear what you guys thought, like a Slayer, Sepultura, you know, those kind of bands like that I got into.
I went through a very brief Slayer. I don't know. Again, like, this would be great. This would be such a good idea to do. I don't want to extrapolate.
Here's the thing that we could do, though, is some of these bands, like maybe you're familiar with them or you're a really big fan of, and maybe I'm not familiar with them. Could we maybe, like, they have like a pretty extensive like set of albums that they've done, maybe like you pick out like two or three essential albums from them.
Yeah.
How about
Killer
that?
Dwarves. That's another one.
Killer. And then what, you listen to them and then we talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like I think you were going to mention Iron Maiden. So maybe you pick out like, cause I know you're a big Maiden fan. Maybe you pick out like three, Iron Maiden albums and we go back. What?
Yes.
Can we stay away from fucking Megadeth?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Fuck okay yeah. with that.
That's yeah, fine.
I'm not a Megadeth fan at all.
Or, hey, you know what? You saw Roger Waters, and we talked about it on the last episode. Maybe we go over some Pink Floyd albums.
Yeah. I would love to do that, because I think we all like Pink Floyd.
Yes, but maybe, I mean, some of these bands have such a huge discography. Man, I'm having trouble saying that word. Discography, that maybe we... you know, we just kind of limit it down. So, like, you know, like Pink Floyd, maybe we do Animals, The Wall, and Dark Side of the Moon.
Well, right. I would say just, like, look at every album, but just, like, listen to, like, one to three songs off of it to get an idea of it. Unless you know it very well. Like, I don't think we need to revisit Dark Side, but you might have to listen to, like, A Saucer Full of Secrets or Metal or something like that. Stuff from, like, the early days.
Right, right. Yeah,
Like, did you guys ever get into Godsmack or anything like that?
I don't really like them, personally.
You know what? I will say this. I never really got into them, but we saw them at Rebellion, and I thought they were really good.
They were not as bad as I thought they could have been. I just think that they're kind of a hokey band, so...
Like Nickelback?
No, that band sucks. Wow.
I don't...
Are we going to do a Nickelback episode?
Oh, no. I don't know. Catchy is probably the best way to describe what Nickelback is. Some of it's catchy, but as far as...
I just can't stand the guy's voice.
I was going to say catchy, but then it almost got to the point of schlocky.
It's just like dumb.
It just got kind of... It got so overplayed and so oversaturated. I just...
It's like Creed. Like, Creed was so lame.
See, I really dug Creed more so about, like, the music itself. Like, the band was good. But then, like, you'd be just like, okay, with arms wide open, yeah, we get it. Jesus pose. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay.
Well, it's funny because didn't Creed go on to create Alter Bridge with the guy that would be the lead singer of Slash?
Yeah, Miles Kennedy.
Yeah, so, like, he's like a pretty decent singer. Actually, I would say more than a decent singer. He's like, considering I've seen him like three times. No, not Scott Stapp, Miles Kennedy.
The guy, he sings in Slash's solo band, and then, like, when he's not doing that, he sings with all the, he's the lead singer for the guys in Creed, like, in their other band.
Gotcha.
Well, because Creed doesn't exist anymore. So we've...
I think we have a really good basis for, like, a segment that will, we're not going to do it by any stretch of the imagination tonight. You know, on this episode, but we're gonna maybe we got to do some homework on this thing. But we just kind of wanted to hip you guys to where we're headed and what we're gonna do with it.
Yeah, we actually did have a segment for tonight. Are we gonna do it?
Wait, what was the segment?
Is that true or is that false or something?
Oh no, that's down below, dude.
Down below where? My pants.
No, in the chat. Like.
Oh, okay.
Or I just sent it to you again.
No, I see it.
Yeah, I always kind of put, like, the weekly ones just, like, down below.
Okay, I just forgot. It's been a while.
It's been a while? What, a week?
That's another thing that might be kind of fun to do. Let's find a band we all hate and just and listen to their stuff and say why it's terrible.
What, like, Stained?
Well, be a good one.
Limp Bizkit.
Insane Clown Posse.
So have you guys seen the new NHL jerseys yet?
Kind of in passing. I don't really... I mean, I know that you're probably looking at them much closer than I am. I'm just like, oh yeah, they look like kind of similar to the old ones. I don't really look at them that detailed.
I'm gonna go down to PPG Paints Arena. Go check them out, but I know how much, you know, we talked about them at first when they first released them, and I'm like, I fucking hate them. But as I, like, looked at them more and stuff like that, now that I see them with them and looking at some of the other ones, they've grown on me big time, and I think I want to see the material that they use, like, up close. Yeah. But I think I really dig them, though.
Yeah. You ever notice, like, when a TV show has, like, a pilot, and they change things about it after the pilot episode, like maybe they have different actors or actresses on it, or they change titles.
Yeah.
I think we kind of ran into that case with one of the segments that we've been developing for the podcast. Because after we recorded last episode 67, we were doing this segment where it was like some weird facts, and we were initially were calling it Factor Crap, and I was just like, man, it just kind of kept kind of biting at me, like, man, it just didn't feel right. It just didn't, like, the title of it didn't feel right to me, because everything was true. So, like, we weren't, like, really debunking things that were already, like, facts, you know, like they were already proven to be true. So there wasn't, like, really going, oh yeah, that's total bullshit. It was just like, okay, yeah, that's a fact. Yep, that one's a fact too. So it was really biting at me while I was editing the podcast. And then I heard actually Jim say something during the recording of 67. I was like, oh my god, that's the title of the segment. And so I think without further ado, Jim, I think we have to rename the segment.
I think it's apropos.
Yeah. So, are you ready?
Go for it.
I'm ready.
Oh, Dylan, it's true.
What is?
It's damn true.
Exactly. Oh, I don't know why you guys keep stealing stuff from wrestling, but you might need to maybe pay some royalties to us wrestlers. Whoa, Dusty, man, that's a little wrong. It's flattery, you know? I mean, we like what you guys do. Oh, Dusty showed up for a second there, man.
It sounds like he quickly ran away.
How about Dusty's son showing back up on Raw?
Oh, who, Goldust?
Yeah.
I know it wasn't Cody.
Yeah, did they have a huge falling out or something?
He's in Ring of Honor now.
Yeah, I know he is, but...
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Kind of figured.
All right, so If you haven't figured it out by now, Dusty kind of interrupted us there, but we kind of changed the name of Factor Crap to It's True, It's Damn True. So, yeah. So, Dylan, did you know that everyone has a unique tongue print, just like their fingerprints?
I did not know that, but it does not surprise me.
Well, now you know that you can share that with all of your friends.
So you hear that, Apple? The next thing you can implement onto your phones after you've done face recognition is tongue recognition, where we can just literally lick our phones, and it'll be like, "Hello, Dylan. Thank you for licking me. I will now access your database."
Oh, you mean they'd probably put it in 20 years after somebody else implemented it?
Yeah, I know. It's such bullshit.
Okay, I just wanted to check.
But hey,
do you think that would be the same?
Jim, come on. You're not going to deny me a chance to make a joke about Apple, are you?
Oh, hell no.
Do you think that would be the same reaction your girlfriend might have?
About licking it?
Yeah.
No comment.
You've got to lick it before you stick it. You've got to munch it before you punch it.
Wow, whoa, what fucking song is that?
It's from a Wayne Brothers movie. I can't remember which one.
I was going to say, lick it into shape. Lick it really good.
Like with it?
I think it was...
There you go, yes.
It might have been Don't Be a Menace to South Central drinking your gin and juice.
Mm. Oh. All right, you ready for another fun fact?
I'm ready for like 10 fun facts.
All right. Well, I don't know that we'll go 10, but we'll see how we do. Hey, Jim, did you know that most Muppets are left-handed?
Yes, I did, and I actually know why.
Why is that,
Jim? Because
he's
busy shoving his left hand up their ass.
Most Muppets are left-handed because the puppeteers are right-handed.
Okay. And
so when they have the sticks in their hand to move their hand,
they'd rather have coordination with their right hand.
Well, the further thing that this says is they operate the head with their favored hand. So if most of them are right-handed, they're operating the head with their right hand.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that would make sense. I'm going to fall asleep again. No, I won't. No, I guess that makes sense because they're probably, with their more dominant hand, they're probably trying to match the dialogue as closely as they can with, like, the very limited mouth movements of the puppet. And I assume that just like with the hands, all they got to do is kind of, like, thrust it up and down. I'm acting this out, by the way. It looks very silly.
You're thrusting up and down, huh?
Yeah, I'm going like this and like this, and it's a shame that there's no camera running.
Oh. Well, you know what we could do on the anniversary episode?
Let's get a Muppet.
Oh. We could film some of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know who else is a Muppet?
Dave Mater?
That drunk fucker Dave Mater.
Thanks.
He actually kind of reminds me of a Muppet in a way.
Why do you think call him a Muppet all the time?
He is a Muppet. You're only catching this now?
I thought you said he has a Muppet.
He does.
He does have a Muppet.
But he is a live, living Muppet, too. His facial expressions are priceless, dude. Like, in his photos, he is so Muppet-esque.
So does he have one of those puppets that looks just like himself?
Yes.
It has a vague resemblance to himself. He went to, like, F.A.O. Schwartz or something when it was still around, and he got a puppet made.
Yeah, I remember that they did those things. That's fucking freaky, man.
I got one.
Does it look like you?
Yeah, maybe loosely, I guess, if you wanted to stretch it. But he wears a Penguins jersey.
It probably has more hair than anything.
I think we need to see it at some point.
My Muppet?
Yeah.
Okay. I've seen Jim's Muppet. It's short and hairy.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we're talking about the Muppet.
Dylan, that wasn't his Muppet.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is that why we were in the closet?
No. Probably.
It's because I was inverted.
So speaking of inverted, it might come in handy here on the next one, Jim.
Okay.
For all three of us. Did you know that female kangaroos have three vaginas?
No, I did not know that.
You know what? I am not surprised because for you two, And you're probably going to say, why do you even... Actually, holy shit, no, this is a callback from quite a few years ago. Is that creatures from Australia have very weird reproductive organs. So if you ever get a chance, just Google an echidna's penis. And it's very strange what it looks like. So no, I'm not surprised that kangaroos or female kangaroos have three vaginas.
Okay. This isn't surprising in the least, but did you know it costs the U.S. Mint almost twice as much to mint each penny a nickel as the coins are actually worth?
Oh, yeah.
To that point, taxpayers lost over $100 million in 2013 just through the coins being made.
Wow. Thanks, Obama.
Why we should get rid of pennies?
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Obama. We should get rid of pennies. They're fucking useless and stupid.
Canada did it. Why can't we?
Because we're dumb.
All right. So, beyond that point, another fascinating fact. Did you know that light doesn't necessarily travel at the speed of light?
Get the fuck out of here.
The slowest we've ever recorded light moving at is 38 miles per hour. Yeah.
Oh. Is that true? Is that actually true?
How could you measure light? I don't get that, but...
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure there's a way. I guarantee you there's a way. I don't know.
Is the 38 mile per hour light the Mike Randall of lights?
Sure.
That just makes me think of Jurassic Park. Well, we prompt the T-Rex at 25 miles per hour, so light travels faster than a dinosaur can run.
I want to do one more because I feel like maybe we've had a discussion about this before for some reason, or I've heard this one before. I don't know, but
is it pointless and stupid?
It's interesting.
Then we probably have.
I don't know. Do you know what Kazu Marzu is?
Kazu Marzu.
The name sounds familiar, but I have no idea.
Vaguely familiar.
I want to direct this one to Dylan.
Okay.
Just because of some of your previous business experiences.
Is it a beer?
No. It's a cheese.
Okay. Marzen? Does that have anything to do with like marzipan?
Marzu. Okay, I'll spell this out for you. It's Casu Marzu. Kazu Marzu. It's a Sardinian cheese that contains live maggots.
Oh, yes. I've totally heard of this. It's fucking weird.
The maggots can jump up to 5 inches out of the cheese while you're eating it. So it's a good idea to shield it with your hand to stop them jumping into your eyes.
Well, that's fucking disgusting, but... I have heard of this. And you know what's funny is that, like, it's not the only cheese that's, like, that utilizes maggots or worms in order to, like, age it and give it flavor. Like, there's other cheeses that does this, or there's other cheese makers that utilize this tactic... But I didn't know that there was a cheese that actually left the maggots in there. That's fucking gross.
Yeah.
But you know what? That begs the question. And you guys would probably just be like, no, you're fucking weird. Like, if somebody said, you know, we make a cheese where there's live maggots in it, they can jump in your face, like, would you try it?
No.
No? Not even just to say you tried it?
Nah, I don't want a maggot jumping into my face.
Jim?
No.
See, I would try it.
I think we've already...
Just to see what it was about.
I think we've already had this discussion. I get like, weirded out and squeaked out by stuff pretty easily.
Yeah, we have, and I think that's so funny.
So, yeah, no. No.
See, I would give it a go, just to see what it was all about.
Ugh.
I'm not saying I would eat a maggot. I'm saying I would eat the cheese.
I got you, but I couldn't get past it.
Well, it is gross. But I would still try it.
But, hey, you know what, though? I think that about closes us out, Jim, for it's true.
It's damn true.
It is true!
it's damn true.
Well, I messaged Paul about like 15 minutes ago, and I said, we have a new segment coming up we'd like to be part of. He goes, I'm in bed already. Have a dentist appointment at 7:30. Oh, man. Old man.
We should tell him, like, later, not tonight.
Well, he didn't have to respond. I just figured, like, he was chatting with us, so I said, I'll just message him.
I try not to go to the dentist at 7:30 in the morning.
Wow, Jim just called out Paul.
Actually, I try not to do anything at 7:30 in the morning.
See, I like the early morning dentist appointment. I get it out of the way, and then I go to work.
Yep, I agree.
That has nothing to do with the time of the appointment.
Well, I get that. You're not a morning person.
Yeah, I'm not. But you know, it's weird. When I was younger, man, like...
Jim, you're really only, like, a daytime person.
But yeah, because what's weird, late at night doesn't really suit you either.
Yeah, I'm only good for, like, certain hours, light hours. Like, when I wake up when I was younger, like, even in my 20s, like, I'd wake up, like, at the, like, just... You know, if I needed to be up at 8 and I set my alarm at 8, I'd be up and boom, I was ready, you know, like wide awake. 6, boom, up, wide awake. 5:30, boom, up, right awake. Now it's like, oh my god, it's fucking 10:30, I just want to go back to sleep.
Yeah, because you're fucking old.
I know. Dude, sleeping is so awesome, though.
It really is, though.
It's got to be like one of the... What, I mean, think about how great it is. We do it a third of our life. I mean, something you do that much, got to be awesome.
I know, and it just sucks because, like, it's crazy. My boss, like, does not sleep. He flat out said he does not sleep. Like, we'll get messages from him on, like, our chat thing at, like, fucking 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. It's weird as fuck. And he flat out said, he's like, I don't sleep. And I'm like, what do you do with your life? How do you operate? I need sleep to operate.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But, like, there's people that are like, yeah, I get 4 to 5 hours of sleep a day. And I'm like, fuck you. That's just crazy.
You know, like, I go on, like, about 6 or 7, and that's about it.
Yeah, I've kind of trained myself to, like, live off of, like, 6 hours of sleep. Like, that's not a good, like, necessary amount to, like, you know, survive. I like 7 to 8. I used to get that, but now it's, like, it's tough. But
you guys got to notice, like, on weekends, like, the Friday into Saturday and Saturday into Sunday, like you'll see, like, I'll respond to something at, like, about 11 or 12, like, on a Friday night, and then, like, the next thing you'll notice, like, I'll respond back, it'll be, like, 11 or 10 o'clock, in 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning the next time you actually see me respond to something, because that's when I've woken up.
Yeah.
Like, weekends I still sleep in. Like, I've never gotten out of that.
Yeah, me too.
I don't sleep. I'm usually up by at least 8 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday.
Like, that's something. Like, even like when I was in school, like I would always be up, like, you know, those hours like that during the week, and then, like, on the weekend it would be like I would sleep in as much as I could, and I still do that, like, to this day.
Yeah, what's weird though too is, like, even like you said, like, 6-7 hours, dude. Like, I like 8 or more hours of sleep. I prefer it. But, like, it's weird. Like, if I get 6 to 7 hours of sleep, I feel better.
6 hours is good. I can usually live off of 6 hours.
Like, if I'm up till, like, midnight, 1 o'clock at night, excuse me, and I usually wake up about 7. So if I wake up at 7 and I get 6 to 7 hours of sleep, I feel more refreshed than if I go to bed at, like, 10 o'clock. And sleep, you know, like, 9 hours.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still need caffeine, though. I'm definitely a caffeine addict. But I'm not as bad as some people.
So, some breaking news for the podcast.
What's that?
Hugh Hefner has passed away.
Wow.
Whoa! Are we talking about this in real time?
Yes.
Dude, that's fucking crazy. That totally explains why they ran an article about why his son was taking over the business.
How old was he?
Yeah. 91.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. Hugh Hefner fucking passed away. We're talking about this. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's not crazy. The fucking guy was old as hell.
I just happened to see a post on Facebook from a good friend of ours, Malcolm Ingram.
Mm.
but RIP Hef. And I was like, wait, did something happen while we were potting? And sure enough, yeah, Hugh Hefner has passed away.
Oh, that's not Hef related. And rest in peace, Hef. But remember how I asked you guys about Prince, like what was going on with him or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. What, did you find something out?
Yeah, I guess it is. People are signing a petition or trying to grow some kind of movement to say that he was there were shenanigans at play and that he was murdered, not passed away, and they want it investigated and blah 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 blah. That's what it was.
Yeah, I think I saw something like that, like when you brought it up, but it didn't really seem like it was really anything. I don't that was going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it has a huge amount of traction or anything. It's just, for whatever reason, it that day it was a hot button or something for some reason.
Right, right. So, Jim, I think, since we closed out the It's True, It's Damn True segment, I think it's time for one of our other segments.
Oh, we're still gonna do
wait, I don't understand. Why are people, shocked that Hugh Hefner died? He was 91.
You know, that's the thing that fucking blows my mind is sometimes people just, are like, oh my god, I can't believe he died. He's a, you know, it's like, he lived a pretty damn full life.
Yeah, pretty good life.
Especially him.
Fucking yeah.
Being pampered his whole goddamn life.
Literally, and at the end, too.
Yeah. That's crazy, you know? I mean, good for him. I mean, you know, he lived a good life. You know, I'm sure he'll be missed in some respect, but people get so hung up on deaths of celebrities, you know, and I get it, but I also at the same time I'm like, man, you know, I don't know if that's, really the thing to lay your hat on, you know?
Well, people feel they have a personal connection with stuff like that for some reason.
Yeah.
Human nature, but... Yeah, you would think, you know, a friend of yours passing away would be a lot more shocking than that, or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that, you know, really should, you know, bring forth a lot of thought and, you know, on your part. Not, you know, a guy that... You know, made a magazine that maybe you read at some point, or you just read the articles, or you looked at the pictures, yeah, one or the other.
Didn't they just recently change the format too? That it was more like Maximum magazine. It wasn't nude or something.
Yeah, they kept trying to, you know, reinvent the wheel because you know their numbers were down.
But gee, I wonder why.
Because print format's dying, man.
Well, when you can fucking get on the internet and look at any porn you want.
Well, print format in general is dying.
Yeah, I know. I just mean in general, too, though. I mean, why? What would be the attraction about it in Playboy unless they had some huge celebrity when Sable was, in Playboy. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
A huge deal.
Even then, though, I mean, the internet was still in its infancy. So, I mean, it was... Yeah, but I mean, it's not anything that people really are buying anymore. Even if it was, I mean, the level of celebrity that it would have to be to warrant people actually going out and buying it. I mean, you mentioned Sable; she was, you know, like a WWF wrestler. I mean, that one was big, but even bigger, and this predates Dylan, was when the Vanna White issue came out.
Lonnie Anderson, didn't she do it too, or something?
I don't remember that one, but the Vanna White one, I remember that being a fucking major news event. And I remember my dad actually had that issue.
Nice.
Yeah. But Jim, I think without further ado, I mean, we're getting towards the end of the night. So, why don't we kick into your favorite segment?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's BBQ proudly presents Sword of the Week.
Oh.
Dude, did you just rip it?
No.
I don't know what the hell he did.
What? Farted?
That was impressive.
I thought I heard a brrrr.
No, I didn't.
So, Dylan, do you have a SARS this week?
You know, I really don't. I mean, we could say, like, I guess, like, the hurricanes and stuff, because I do feel... I mean, it sucks what's going on in Puerto Rico right now.
Oh, my God, does it fucking suck. Have you, I've been looking at the pictures. It's just heartbreaking.
So, I will say my Sarge of the Week is probably the hurricanes that have struck the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I have a Sarge of the Week, and Dylan, let me finish.
It's not me?
Before you get all excited about it, because it's not going to be for the reasons you think it is.
Oh, it is me.
No, my Sarge of the Week is Trump.
Oh, interesting.
And the reason why is, first of all, who gives a fuck about a bunch of prima donna fucking NFL football players?
Wait a minute. I might give a fuck about this.
Oh, God, don't fucking... Oh.
Well, no, I want to hear where he goes with this.
I want to hear what you have to say.
So, his statement that he made on Twitter about them could have been driven home so much more with a better point, with a much better focus, being the president of the United States, if he would have focused his attentions towards Puerto Rico.
Okay, not a terrible criticism.
I think I'm in line with that. I think there's far more important things other than the NFL and whether some player is kneeling during the national anthem than, you know.
Now, wait a minute. Are we criticizing the NFL players or are we criticizing Trump?
Trump. There's far more important things in this world than whether a player is kneeling during the national anthem.
Okay. Far more. Because
oh, no, I can criticize them all fucking day long. So if you want to start, let's go.
I think with what's going on in Puerto Rico, that should be the emphasis right there.
That was my point, and that's why I'm saying that.
We're on the same page here, Jim.
I agree with you, Jim.
But his statement where he made a comment about the football players, I don't even know what the full thing was.
With, like, his the sons of bitches, the sons of bitches, and they're fired and all that bullshit?
Something like that, yeah. So, but my point is basically, that should have not been worthy of his attention.
No, it doesn't, and I think that says volume about his role as a president.
He should have been like, you know, and I think it would have driven the point home in both instances, and it would have been politically correct, you know, so everybody would have been happy, whatever, since, you know, he can't do anything right, is if he would have made a statement about Puerto Rico and said, look, you know, when people ask him about it, say, I'm not focusing on that. We've got real problems going on.
Okay, but you know what? He fucking didn't, just like he doesn't do anything else right.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, I think that one particularly was complete bullshit.
I think the whole NFL, that's a whole other discussion, but, like, is that really, like, what he needs to be focusing on right now?
And that's my point, and that's why I'm saying
I agree with you.
Yep. Yeah, Mike said it best. With everything going on right now, there are so many more important things on whether fucking some crybabies want to fucking take a knee.
All right, I'll disagree with you on that point. But that being said, he could have been much smarter.
Tell me why you disagree with me on that point.
I disagree because I think they have a right to protest silently like that. They're not doing anything wrong.
Wait, stop.
Okay, I'm stopping. Okay.
What are they protesting?
They're protesting oppression. They're protesting racism.
Okay, and what are they doing about it other than taking a knee?
Okay, that's a fair point.
That's my issue with it. I would so much more respect them if they said, look, we're role models. We have a voice. People look up to us. You know, we're professionals, we're athletes and professionals.
But isn't that what they're doing? There are thousands of people.
You know what that's the equivalent of, Dylan?
No. But isn't that the point? Is like they're giving the voice to people like on national television that don't have that voice, the hundreds, thousands, possibly millions. I mean, some of these guys did come from really shitty upbringings, and they're doing a good thing now. They're role models to people.
No, and the reason why is, again, fucking shitty-ass independent rapper Mac Miller fucking quoted it best. You can have the world in the palm of your hand and don't mean shit unless you change it. These guys are fucking taking a knee and I would have so much more respect for them if they would have came out and said the NFLPA is taking a stance on these issues. This is what we're going to do to try and make change, invoke change, get people to do this, get people to do that. We're going to spend our time in inner cities or, you know, whatever. But the equivalent of what they did was me saying, Dylan, I'm going to wear a green shirt on Saturday to raise awareness to end world hunger. Jim, what did you do to end world hunger since you're so passionate about it? Oh, one time I wore a green shirt to raise awareness. Okay, that's great, but what did you do besides that since you're so passionate about it? I wore a green shirt.
That is a fair criticism. But I'm saying, like, I've read a lot of stuff at work, because that's the kind of shit we get at work, is we do get political shit. And, like, there are players that have donated a lot of money.
Right, but
I'm not saying it. There are ones. There was a guy, I can't remember his fucking name, I don't remember what team he played on. His salary for the year, I think, was like, he said he would donate $1 million to a charity. I don't remember what it was, but it was something pressing or something timely. And his salary for the year was like, he said he would donate $1 million. His salary for the year was just shy of $1 million. So that was like, that guy went out of his way to put the money forward.
Right, but there's tons of people that have built schools, built rec centers, done things. These are all individual contributions. My point is, you're taking a knee as a group, right? Take action as a group and fucking do something about it, because together they're a lot stronger than individual.
I agree, but also, I do agree with that, but also just, like, image does send a positive message.
No, it doesn't. It sends no message other than if you think you're self-inflated worth of yourself.
I disagree. I think that image sends a positive message if the message is right. So
how can it if it doesn't change anything?
Well, that therein lies the problem.
Bingo.
So I said, if they're donating, if they're forming charities, then that's a great thing. I don't know what Kaepernick is doing. So, outside of, kneeling down
even,
or anything.
I'm not even, he's an individual. Again, I'm not talking about the individuals. I'm talking about them as a group. I think it's great that all the people that give back to the cities they grew up in, or to give back to the things where they try and help out or support Big Brother or do this or do that. You know, I think it's fucking amazing they do that, because they don't have to. They want to give back to where they came from, but, what are they doing as a collective other than fucking wearing a green shirt?
I mean, it's fair. Like, there is definitely criticism to be held, but I mean, I don't think that they should, and I think you'll agree with me on this point, I don't think they should be censored, or I don't think they should be ejected for protesting.
Absolutely not,
I think that's the bigger question, and I don't think that is really the question that should be being asked. Like, I don't think they should be harassed.
Wait, who's bringing up that question, though? We'll get to the root of the whole problem right here.
Well, there are definitely people out there that say, Trump, he even said it himself. He said people that are...
Right, but where are those questions originating? So basically, think of it as a virus, Dylan. Like, you take a culture for penicillin to see if you have strep throat, and you give it an environment to foster and grow in to see if it can turn into whatever it should to say, yes, you've got this or you got that. What is the environment that fosters that?
A bad one?
The media.
Yeah, okay.
They're the ones bringing that up. That should have never been in question. Those guys absolutely have every right to do whatever that they want to do and protest or whatever. I personally think it's wrong, and I think it's disrespectful, but there are people that died for them to have that right.
Yeah, exactly. I read an article today where a guy was like, I fought for their right to do it. He goes, I agree with it. I won't do it personally, but they absolutely have every right to do it. And they thought it was, and they still thought it was respectful.
They absolutely do have every right to do it. Again, I don't agree with it, and I think it's disrespectful. But again, like I said, if they actually took a stance and said, we as an organization, or us, 40 guys are, forming a charity to raise awareness and, do this to try and invoke a change for this. You just can't say that you stand against oppression. I do too, but guess what? I don't fucking do anything to change it, just like they haven't.
But you could. That's the difference.
As an individual? No.
No, I disagree. I think that even if you supported one charity with, like, a $20 donation, you're still opposing oppression.
Right, but what? How do those organizations continue, though? If I give them $20, if you give them $20, if Mike gives them $20, if Billy gives them $20, if Susie gives them $20, that's a group.
I'm not sure. I don't have the answer at this moment.
That's my issue with those guys. Because they are so much in a better spot than me and you will ever be in to help change something.
I don't know. I look at it as more of like an inspirational thing for like the youth and like kids. And Jim, Mike just does not fucking give a shit about this. But I look at it as more for like an inspiration for like younger people that will think more intelligently than like the groups that preceded them.
So, you know, the one thing I wanted to say is I think we
Thanks for listening to Jim's BBQ.
No. Let's not forget that those folks in Puerto Rico and in St. Thomas and the other U.S. Virgin Islands, that they're actually U.S. citizens.
Exactly, and that was my point why I said Trump was Sarge of the Week.
Yeah, let's make sure that they actually get the help that they deserve.
Mike went live.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Mike went live. I think he was sitting there being bored.
No, I'm not bored. It was an interesting discussion you guys were having, honestly. But
I think agree with probably 90% or 80 to 90% of it together. But I mean, we've got our differences of opinion for the remaining part. But in essence, I mean, I just think something more should be done. That's all.
Yeah.
Not against them. I just think they should be doing more than just a display.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's tough, you know, it's
exactly what happens when you start, like, dissecting something like this.
It's like so many of these people, you know, like, they have these voices, and they want to have these voices, but what do they do with those voices is the question.
Well, it's just like somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, yeah, it's great that Leonardo DiCaprio is an advocate for, like, climate change and he donates to charities. But I'm like, let's be honest. What is Leonardo DiCaprio doing? Flying around in his private jet expelling, like, you know, fossil fuels into the atmosphere and destroying the same exact thing that he's fighting for. It's like, I don't know. Like, I'm sure he was probably offered, like, some, like, X amount. It's like the people who work for PETA. You think that, like, PETA didn't offer them, like, X amount of dollars to fucking be their spokesperson?
Oh, yeah.
Of course they did. PETA fucking sucks.
There's people that are passionate about it, but you're right. For the most part, most things for people are monetarily driven.
You know, I mean, you have to have, like, a really, like, golden soul to, like, open up. You know, to be open about it. I mean, it's like the same thing. It's like, yeah, all the cool celebrities are like Democrats or whatever. But it's like, yeah, let's be honest. Like, there's some monetary thing there. There's some like representational thing there. You know, everybody's like gaining something out of it, and everyone gets excited because it's like, oh, George Clooney's like supporting Bernie Sanders or something like that. You know, it's like it's just logical. Or I'm sorry, George Clooney didn't even support Bernie Sanders. He supported Hillary Clinton. But it's like, you know, it's all there, you know?
I get your example.
Yeah, it's just the concept that you were saying, Dylan.
Exactly. You're agreeing with what I'm saying.
But I was talking to Sarah about this. I said, like, we were talking about over the weekend. It was with PETA. It was just like, you know, do you really, like, I don't know. Does Pamela Anderson really, like, support PETA? Maybe she does. But it's also like, I'm sure PETA got money from fucking somewhere. I don't know where it was. But they're just like, oh, Pam, you know, we'll give you X amount of dollars if you're our spokesperson, and you're all over PETA now. And people are going to look at that and say, like, oh my God, Pamela Anderson, she supports PETA.
Right.
Yep.
And it just becomes more of, like, the celebrity zeitgeist.
Right.
Like I said, I'll go back to what I said Mac Miller said. You can have the world in the palm of your hand, but it don't mean a thing unless you change it.
So, yeah. Anyway, point being, I do agree with the fact that Trump should not have been so fucking focused on the NFL. But again, he's a fucking idiot. He doesn't over-recognize a problem when there is one. And he should have been focusing on Puerto Rico, which, like you guys said, is a U.S., you know, territory nation. They are U.S. people, no matter how you want to spin it.
That whole thing, the whole thing with the islands down there in general should be the main focus of everything right now.
Yeah, the pictures are another thing that I've seen are just devastating.
And you know what? I knew this was going to happen. I knew that, like, Texas and Florida were going to get all the attention, but the islands were, like, not going to get any attention. I knew that was going to happen.
You know what's impressive, though, is to see, like, a lot of, like, independent, like, people just, not independent, like, politically, but, like, independent, like, they're just stepping up and doing their own thing, like, to try and help those people out. Like, I saw, for instance, like, Marcus Lemonis, he's stepping up and he's putting money in to, you know, do whatever he can to help them out. And then I think I actually saw our friend Mandy, she posted that there's some boat that's being sent that way, which is like a floating hospital. So, I mean, there's stuff that's happening, but, man, it's going to be slow. You know what I mean? The response, like, if it's, you know, continental U.S. is that much faster. And that's the thing that's kind of scary.
Well, yeah, again, I knew that Florida and Texas would be, you know, handled properly, if you want to use that term, because...
I was going to say, I don't know if I'd say properly, but you knew that things would happen there. And
they would get done.
As best as it can be handled.
Right. So, again, back to the point of that was a given, so why not focus back again where the extra efforts needed to be put?
All right. So, I mean, do we have any more Sarges for this week?
No, Trump takes it.
Dylan probably never thought he would have heard that coming out of my mouth.
I mean, I don't really have anything to add as far as that goes, as far as any additional Sarges.
I mean, look, I just nothing has been good as far as I'm concerned. Maybe Jim, you'll disagree with me, but like, I haven't seen anything good come out of the regime so far.
Nothing's going to come out of it because nobody's going to let anything happen either. So the next...
Wait, do you just... When you say regime, do you mean like the presidency, like from January forward? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Let's just like look at Barry. I mean, there's a lot of things that he wanted to implement and try to do too, but he had a lot of things against him. Couldn't get them done.
It's funny because he couldn't get them done because he had a conservative Senate to go up against. But I think it's funny that Trump he has gotten things done that have been, like, in my opinion, detrimental to the nation, but he hasn't gotten anything done. All he's done is just spout off fucking bullshit and just piss off people and just fire people.
Yeah, I mean, you look through history, that's basically what every president's done.
I know, but I think it's also hilarious that he fires somebody like Steve Bannon, and now Bannon's just like, I'm going to take him down. And I'm like, it's just two miserable pieces of shit that are eventually going to go after one another.
I mean, just like the whole thing, too. I don't know if you saw that his son-in-law was caught sending emails from his personal account for government business or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, seriously, what was going through your fucking head after the ordeal in the issue that was made over Hillary doing that? Where the fuck was your mind?
Like, why would you do that?
Yeah, and honestly, Trump should fucking turn, as son-in-law or not, he fucking needs to turn around and fire him.
Yeah, but he won't.
No, he probably won't, but I wish he would.
But it's just stupid. Like, it's just, there's no thought process to anything. And it, again, it's like just with the NFL thing. Like, that, even if he wanted to make a smart point about the NFL, he didn't do it in an intelligent manner. He's just like, I would love to see a bunch of people go out on that field and say, get these sons of bitches off there. Like, he has no tact. He has no ability to articulate.
Timing is the word.
What?
Timing is the word. That was not the time to be discussing that.
Right.
No, it wasn't.
It should have not even been addressed by him.
So, I
could just imagine, like, the script writers for him are just going, oh my god, what the fuck is he doing? What's he doing? He's going off the page! Going off the page! Yo, oh my god!
Well, did you see that Twitter just updated it? Just updated its, character limit from 140 to 280.
I did hear about that, yeah.
So now we'll get to read double the bullshit he wants to say.
Oh, waka waka. Wow.
So I'm just kind of marveling at like the whole thing. It's just nothing is good.
No, you know what is good?
There's lots of
good podcast.
Yes. And if you want to hear about all the goodness and greatness of Jim's BBQ Podcast, you can check us out at Facebook at facebook.com/Jim's BBQ Pod.
If you want to see now actual updates on our Instagram and Twitter, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Jim's BBQ Pod.
If you'd like to email us, you can email us at Jim's BBQ Pod at Jim Mail. You can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe right on iTunes for all you Apple users. Much. Oh.
Wow. Ooh.
Oh. Much. Mm. Much to Jim's
sheep. What?
Sheep. I don't know. There sounds like there's some sort of animal. Maybe a sheep. I don't know.
Why would there be sheep in here?
I don't know. Hmm. I was trying to figure out what the fuck that was. Was it a sheep?
Yeah, it was a sheep.
Ah. Hey, but, you know, man, interesting discussion. I mean, you know, we can go up and down it every which way, discuss all the stuff that's been going on with, you know, Trump and the Hurricanes and the NFL and, oh, my God, man, there's so much stuff going on with all this stuff. But, you know, honestly, guys, I really feel like I had a great time chatting with you guys tonight.
Oh, yeah, I needed it tonight.
Today was a good one. I think we definitely got a lot of stuff off our chest, so to speak.
I think it was the most epic intro ever.
Hey, you know, I really feel like, I mean, while, you know, we kind of kick off every episode with the what are you drinking thing, to just kind of expand upon that wasn't a bad thing, and it kind of worked a little bit, you know? It kind of gave us some interesting stuff to talk about.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, so that's 68. Is that actually the Yager episode in the books?
It absolutely is the Jaromir Jagr episode.
Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah.
We name every single one of our episodes 1 to 99.
1 to 99? What do you mean? Like, we already do name them.
No, like a hockey player. Give him a hockey player name.
Oh. I mean, the last one was Pimp Your Podcast.
Yeah.
Have you guys honestly, like, I mean, as I was naming that and thinking about it, have you even given Pimp Your Ride any sort of thought, like, in the last 10 years?
No.
Nah. Not within the last 5 years. Maybe before that.
Haven't even given it a thought, and then all of a sudden, like, we're just talking, and it just kind of came up. Isn't that what it's all about, though?
I suppose so.
You suppose so? I mean, I felt like it came up naturally. We didn't just, like, suddenly go, let's talk about... We didn't, like, write out, like, something, go, oh, let's talk about Pimp Your Ride.
Oh, right? I don't know why. I got lost there.
Were you sleeping again?
I was not sleeping again. I was just not being...
Can we even talk about that? Speaking of Sarge, Dylan comes on tonight and admits fully that he fell asleep towards the end of the episode, last episode.
Have you guys ever known me to be nothing but honest?
And high, maybe?
And stoned.
Can't say that I've known you but anything but one of those, or a combination of those, or...
Always honest, but I think avoidance would be the opportune word.
Avoidance?
Yeah.
You guys sound really weird right now.
Yeah, like you're, like, avoidance meaning, like, you know, like previous females that you've spoken to.
What?
Like you weren't, you know, how, like, you'd be like, oh, no, don't say their name, or we can't include that. Where you were like, oh, yeah, Sarah. Like, you started talking about Sarah.
Oh, do you think, like, he's turning over a new leaf?
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
Like, I'm more comfortable?
Yes. You said that you're always honest, and I said, yeah, but you have avoidance. Like, you'll avoid a topic that you don't want to talk about instead of making up bullshit about it.
Like, there's a whole lot less Mike edit this out.
Yes.
I think that's what Jim's getting at.
Yes. I mean, is that a good thing?
Yeah, I told you the other day that I thought it was awesome.
I think it's good, yeah.
Alright, well, that's good. If you guys think it's good, then I probably think it's good.
I mean, it's not like you're saying anything that's, like, risque or bad, but I think it's good that you're feeling more comfortable talking about...
You're much more open.
...stuff that's going on. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike said it a lot better than I did.
Unsurprisingly.
Yeah, big shocker.
I don't know. I mean, when you said avoidance, right? That's the word you used, right?
Yeah, like, he'll bring Sarah up, whereas before, we'd bring up stuff, and he'd be like, oh, no, we're not gonna edit that out.
Well, what I'm getting at is that's the word you used, and when you, like, a further definement of that word, it makes more sense.
Right. Yeah, basically hit the nail on the head.
I feel sometimes I'm, like, just like a Jim to podcast dictionary.
I was gonna say Jim Whisperer.
A Jim Whisperer. All right. Well, I'm kind of glad for it, though, Dylan. Because, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, you actually seem happier.
I was just going to say, dude, this is the happiest I've seen you.
But it's because I am.
No, no, you are, and it shows. That's
why. No, I mean, it's not something to be defensive about.
Not being defensive about it. I mean,
but your voice is getting very high-pitched when you say that.
I'm just getting excited!
Nice. Like, even like the what did I say earlier or whatever? Oh, when I gave you shit about how me and Mike don't exist when Sarah's around. That's not a bad thing. I'm just busting your stones.
I know.
It's okay. We know the weekends are
weekends Mike and Jim are time. Sarah time. It's time. It's Sarah time.
You know, she's gonna hear this and just be like, oh, I'm taking you away from your friends. No.
No, no, she can have you.
Don't leave that in. Hey, do you guys know anybody that really wants, like, Game of Thrones beer bottles? I'm probably going to get rid of all these Game of Thrones bottles.
I would just get rid of them. Take them to the recycling center.
Well, it's called putting them in the can before, you know, Thursday.
Why are you always trying to put shit in your can?
No, the shit comes out of my can.
Oh.
Do you lube them first?
Well, it would hurt.
Mm. Oh, right. Jim, before I forget, so you become a fan of Kevin Owens?
Yeah, dude, I've really started to dig him, man.
Yeah, hey, yo, Jim, so when I was telling that, I was like, so Jim of Jim's BBQ fame is a big fan of Kevin Owens, and Sarah was like, because he's the fucking best!
Nice.
I like Kevin Owens.
I didn't know that.
Actually, you should see all the, well... Actually,
I'm impressed you know him by KO.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's because she refers to him as KO. She's like, it's because KO's the best. I have a shirt. I'm like, you should wear that when we hang out. She's like, no.
Yeah. Just,
I'm like, so what?
Everybody's all about Finn Balor and a Balor Club and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fucking Kevin Owens, man.
I go so far back with him. I actually have Kevin Steen shirt.
Nice. I remember you telling me that you seen him in a lot of independent stuff back in the day. You know what? I'm trying to think who just asked me about it a little bit ago. They eyed me. But anyway, I haven't liked a character this much or a wrestler this much since Triple H, like, ages ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Triple H has been my favorite for years.
What does Triple H stand for?
Hunter? Hurst.
Helms.
Oh, it's not like harm, hurt, and hell or something like that?
No, that was his name for a while. He was like this English elite, like, I don't know what you, snobby, Hunter Hurst Helmsley.
Mm.
He was a proper Englishman.
Yeah, there you go.
A proper Brit.
Yeah. Although I don't even think he was British in that character, but
no,
that's kind of what he was doing. He was doing kind of like a very snobby... Like, he would curtsy in the ring.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes. That's funny. She likes Kevin Owens. We can all bond over wrestling.
Yeah, just, oh, I don't know what it is.
He definitely can.
He's just so charismatic and so comfortable with...
Wait, when are you going to the Kaiju thing?
He went already, didn't he?
No, it didn't go yet. Not this coming weekend, the following weekend.
We still have to talk about that.
Oh, dude, we totally will.
That's instant topic. Because you gotta just tell us everything.
Oh, yeah, dude, because it's gonna be fucking crazy as hell.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Do you know about...
And I'm probably just gonna be, like, stoned out of my mind for it.
Well, I wouldn't expect it anyway. Jim, you know what that is, right?
Yeah, it's the over-the-top big helmet mask wearing.
Wait, did Dylan just fart?
Yes, he
did. Oh, it fucking stinks, too.
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ. Where once you suck the meat off our bone, you're going to want to lick that sticky sauce up and down.
Yeah, he's got it this week. Yes. That was good.
That was good.
I don't even think mine's worthy of next week.
Oh, I don't know.
I'll have to think of another one.
Yeah.
That one just came to me a little bit ago. I was like, eh, that's good.
No.
Door's closed.
I know what I'm going to donate my money to if we ever make it big.
What's that?
You getting a new fucking chair.
Damn, that was spicy.
I'm spicy!
It does creak a lot. I could grab another chair. Should I go grab another chair?
No.
Oh, he asks now?
Yeah, what, 67 episodes in?
This is the first time anybody's complained about the chair.
Oh, me and Dylan talk about it when you're not around.
Oh.
Yeah, it's definitely a topic of ire. Did we do Sarge of the Week last week? I do not remember.
Yeah, you were the only person that had a Sarge. The woman on the plane.
It was the woman on the plane, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I barely, like, remember even saying that, because I was... All right, I have a confession. After I made my Sarge of the Week, I might have fallen asleep.
Wow. Oh. Nothing like getting on at 9:05 to start, then.
I was so fucking tired, and then I remember Mike was like, Dylan? And I was like, yeah, sorry, I was just looking at my phone.
Oh, I even remember that part. Yeah.
I lied. I'm sorry. I have to tell the truth, but I lied. I'm really sorry.
That's okay. That's hilarious.